lands on it. Still finds its way out the center where it's ripped back down by number 10, Nicholas McAlpin. Right now, Flannery is really not letting this power play for McManaman take any kind of form.
Well, I don't
As
think
Micah
it's...
Micah Gordon, I think he has a broken stick, and he is unable to... He was unable to pass that entire time, John. He kept trying to find someone, and the puck just kept kind of flying on him.
I don't think
it's... And you can see now on the bench, he's just folding it over. The stick is broken clearly right in half at the blade. Only thing keeping that one together was the tape.
I don't think it's as much as... McManaman not being able to get anything going here. They were pretty sloppy with the puck in their own end there.
Talk about a giveaway here. Dalton Hretzky picks it up at the top of the blue line. Unable to get it any deeper, though, as the referee gets in the way of that one. Puck at center ice, sent back down by Flannery Auto, and they are going to proudly kill this penalty. 20 seconds left in it, and 15 seconds left in the actual period. You're going to have some runoff if McManaman cannot get a goal before the end of this period. 8 seconds left. Puck still at center ice.
Kind of looks like Flannery's is on a power play here.
It does look like Flannery's on a power play, as that is the end of the second period. Right as McManaman was coming down the ice, looked like they might have a chance. The score is 3-1, and we're going to pick it up at the start of the third period here on the WLEW Sports Network.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
From Grav, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Brandon and Sam.
Chevy has extended truck month into March, and Grav is doubling the value of your trade up to $4,000.
Wow, $4,000? What can I do with that? Can I get a new PlayStation?
You could probably buy 10 with that, Sam.
Really? 10 of them?
Or you could use your trade to lease a Silverado Z71 double cab 4x4 for only $180 a month.
Can I buy a drone?
Yep, you could buy a bunch of them too. But I have a better idea. How about you use it to lease a Chevy Equinox LT for 24 months?
Well, what's the payment?
There isn't one, Sam. Your $4,000 trade covers it for 24 months.
What about golf balls? Can I buy golf balls?
Sure, Sam. Probably a couple of rounds worth for you. Or you could lease a Chevy Cruze with no payments, just using your $4,000 trade.
So what if I want to buy 5 PlayStations and 2 drones? How many golf balls can I buy?
Probably just enough for 9 holes.
Double your trade up to $4,000 all month long at Graf Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Payments based on GM EPP pricing with loyalty, 24 months, 10,000 mile per year lease.
Pure Water Conditioning, located in Bad Axe, carries a water softener for every budget. Whether you need a water softener, reverse osmosis, or a whole house water filtration system, we can help. Our products are high efficiency and made in America. No salt contract required and no hidden fees. No need to wait for your tax return. We offer financing. Call Pure Water Conditioning in Bad Axe at 989-623-0094 for a free in-office water test and to find out how you can save with a water softener from Pure Water Conditioning. That's 989-623-0094. Pure Water Conditioning, your Hague Water Softener dealer.
McManaman Orthopedics had a penalty or power play to start this period. They don't realize that it's over. He's still not out of the box. And he just now comes over the box. McManaman really was working it in those first opening seconds in the period down in the Flannery Auto zone. Vincent Blackstock is really standing on his head right now, making some great saves as the puck was loose from Micah Gordon. He rips a shot. That goes wide. McManaman really hungry right now in that zone. Caleb Geiger tried to send it out to center ice or in the slot, was unable to. Shot goes out to the point to Clancy. She keeps it in. Jack Fisher now works it out, and here comes Van Erp on a one-on-one. He makes a defender make a move first. He shoots. Oh. He scores. Unfortunately for Blake Telaski, he was not in the right position to make that save.
He just – I don't think he expected that shot. I just – and
– it was a bad angle.
And it's bad timing, and McManamans was putting on the pressure, and Flannery comes down, scores a goal. That's a backbreaker right now.
That's a bet.
Three goals. They still have a lot of time left, but they went from putting pressure on to getting maybe possibly one goal away. Now they're three goals behind. So
seems to be the story of this game, as McManaman now trails 4-1 with 11:50 left in the third period to Flannery Auto. McManaman trying to make a little surge and does. Here comes number 14, Malachi Moore. He gets the puck in the zone. Tries to find someone in the slot. No one's there, John. Mistake there by Dalton Horetsky seems to be okay, as the puck does find to make its way out to center. Flannery Auto now gets it down into the zone. That was number 11. That is Austin Strahan working on Micah Gordon. He won that one. McAlpin with a shot finds the chest of Blake Telaski, and we have a stoppage. We're going to have a faceoff to the right of Blake Telaski. John, Flannery Auto came out with the penalty kill, let up a lot of shots on Blackstock early in that third period, and then comes down and scores a goal right away.
Yeah.
It's got to be demolishing to McManaman.
And I'm sure it is. The difference is, I think, is speed right here. I think Flannery just has a little bit more speed than McManaman's.
They have a little more pep in the step.
A little bit more pep in the step, yep, you got it.
They're cutting a little deeper with their edges, and unfortunately it cost them there, as they were a little too aggressive, and they have an offsides penalty called against them. Referee Tim Gordon is about to drop the puck right in front of us on the offside circle. Faceoff controlled by Flannery's and sent deep into the McManaman zone. Quickly thrown out, though, to Caleb Geiger. He's at center ice trying to make a move, unable to. Drop the puck back, made its way down into the Flannery corner. Here's Horetsky with a pass out to center, cut down by Blackstock. He covers for a faceoff. John, McManaman just not unable to make passes right now. Seems like the puck just isn't bouncing their way.
Just a little off right now. We'll see what happens with this faceoff and see if they can mount some sort of charge here. They're running out of time. They've got to get a goal here pretty quick to get a little momentum going back their way.
Yes, they do. Flannery controls the faceoff, gets it out. Jack Fisher unable to control it, but Van Erp is right behind him. He gets it into the zone, but quickly thrown out by number 11 on McManaman. That is Kai Whipple. He whips it around to Micah Gordon. He finds number 4. That is Seth Burkhart. Haven't said his name tonight. Micah Gordon up to Caleb Geiger. He drops it off to Horetsky, trying to make a move into the zone, unable to. Kai Whipple tries to send it deep into the zone, unable to as well. Puck is just hitting all the Flannery players, and they are not able to make it into the Flannery zone. But they do now, as Horetsky makes a move, but it is offsides as Seth Burkhart crossed the line before.
About a half step. Got caught cheating a little bit.
Pretty easy call right there for Tim Gordon to make. Face-off now right in front of the Flannery zone. McManaman wins the face-off, back out to center ice, trying to make a pass, unable to, and here comes Prill. Prill with a nice assist earlier in the game to get that lead to 3-1. Had the puck in his skates, unable to control it and get a pass out, but it finds its way out to the point and it's sent back deep into the zone. Kai Whipple tried to kick it, missed it, and it was taken over with a shot on Blake Telaski. Here's Dalton Horetsky, finds his man. Finds Prill in the center, unable to get a backhand shot on net. That was a good play right there by Malachi Moore to hold off that defender and get it out of the zone, but it's quickly brought in by Flannery Auto, and it is Prill. Prill in the corner and Clancy both working at the puck. Prill finds a way to win it out to center. settled down at the point by number 7, Liam Boyle.